This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sharon Brody, in for Lisa Mullins. Massachusetts Congressman Seth Moulton is refocusing his sights on his seat representing the 6th District after dropping out of the presidential race today. Moulton faced several hurdles in his bid for the Democratic presidential nomination, and now he faces challenges in running for re-election to Congress. Joining us to talk about what happened to Moulton's presidential race and what his congressional contest might look like is WBUR political reporter Fred Tice. Hi, Fred.
Hi, Sharon.
So, why did Moulton drop out?
You know, I asked him that this afternoon in a phone press conference, and he said he sees the race as having narrowed down to one between former Vice President Joe Biden, Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont, and Senator Elizabeth Warren.
Unfortunately, I think this has become a three-way race, essentially. And I don't say that as a political pundit. You just look at the polling, and that's kind of where it is right now. You know, look, I'm not going to complain about the DNC rules being unfair. They are what they are. But I don't think that they've set up a very smart process for picking the best nominee to take on Donald Trump.
Fred, what does Moulton mean by unfair?
Well, Moulton says the Democratic National Committee's process of keeping candidates out of televised debates unless they met a certain threshold of donors or poll numbers handicaps the very people who might be the strongest candidates against President Trump, such as a combat veteran like himself or a Democratic governor from a state Trump won, like Steve Bullock of Montana. But missing those debates appears to be fatal to a presidential run this year. Here's Democratic political consultant Case McCabe. He's from the D.C.-based firm Putnam Partners.
Very specifically, not being on the debate stage makes it really hard to get any traction, hard to continue on in the race when you're not on that stage being seen as a major candidate.
And Moulton has been polling at less than 1%. The polling threshold for the next debates is 2% for at least four polls.
Now, Fred, a lot of people are asking why Moulton got into the race so late, wondering, you know, essentially, didn't he realize he'd missed the boat?
He did not realize it. He really believed he could do this, but he obviously realizes it now. And he says that he got into the race too late. He says he could not get in earlier because he and his wife had just had their first child late last year, and he wanted time with his family. One of Moulton's mentors at Harvard University, Professor David Gergen, agrees that Moulton got in too late. But Gergen also says Democrats may not be interested in hearing from people who fought in Afghanistan or Iraq anymore.
He ran as someone who had been courageous in defending the country, and indeed he had been. He had a wonderful resume for America of about 5 years ago. The focus, as Americans are withdrawn from Iraq and Afghanistan, the focus has shifted more back to the domestic scene.
Gergen says Moulton has a bright political future ahead of him. He just needs to focus on retaining his seat in Congress right now.
Right. Well, I mean, Moulton has made it official now that he's running for re-election. Fred, what is his challenge in that race?
Well, for one thing, he already has three candidates running against him in the Democratic primary, with more thinking of getting in. One of the people running is Lisa Peterson. She's a city councilor in Salem.
It's clear from his attempt at a presidential run that his sights are set elsewhere. He's moved past the 6th congressional district. In 2020, we have the opportunity to elect someone whose focus is on the well-being of the district and someone who's here on the ground with us. I'm committed to helping us refocus on the issues that we're urgently facing here around affordability, preventing a climate crisis, fixing our transportation infrastructure, and ensuring dignity for all of us.
Also running against Moulton is Jamie Zalaway-Belsito. She founded an organization to advocate for better mental health services for mothers suffering from postpartum depression. And Moulton's third primary challenger is Nathaniel Mulcahy. He owns a Gloucester company that's developing small cook stoves. Moulton disputes that he's ignored his district, and he says he welcomes a primary. He points out that, after all, he won by running in a primary against an incumbent congressman, John Tierney.
Well, Fred Tice, thank you very much.
Thanks, Sharon.
WBUR political reporter Fred Tice. This is 90.9 WBUR.